When Texas's longest-serving governor announces his second presidential run, he'll be surrounded by a star-studded group his campaign calls Patriots. He'll be flanked by decorated soldiers, including former Navy SEAL Marcus Luttrell, who wrote the book Lone Survivor. The widow of famed military sniper and author, Chris Kyle, will also be there. In a growing field of 20 to 15 Republican presidential candidates, 65-year-old Rick Perry will try to remind voters he served 6 years in the Air Force during the Vietnam era. Professor Cal Gilson from Southern Methodist University thinks that message is a stretch for Perry.
He's one of the few Republican candidates other than Lindsey Graham who has military service, but it was a very long time ago. It seems a bit of a stretch to make military affairs be one of his calling cards.
Gilson says Perry's stronger message will be that he presided over the state of Texas during an economic boom that created more jobs in Texas than in any other state. Perry's biggest challenge is getting voters to ignore an abuse of power criminal indictment he still faces and getting them to forget the miserable campaign he waged in 2012.
He was ill-prepared, and his very famous oops moment really solidified people's sense that he was not up to being president of the United States or even being a credible candidate. So any slip that he makes in this new campaign will draw all those old memories of 2012 back.
Perry will be battling other Republicans with Texas ties for support and money from his home state, U.S. Senator Ted Cruz, U.S. Senator Rand Paul, former Florida Governor Jeb Bush, and former Hewlett-Packard CEO Carly Fiorina. Gilson says the first hurdle for Perry is to be among the top 10 polling candidates who will be invited to the first televised Republican presidential debate in August. If he doesn't make that cut, Gilson says Perry's second uphill presidential campaign will be over. Shelley Koffler, Texas Public Radio News.